Hooray, ladies and gentlemen, don't be shy. This here is Fish Fry for the week of July 27th, 2012. I'm Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and let's get this show on the road. Did you know that I will be extending last week's nerdy giveaway of a DE0 Nano Development Kit, courtesy of Altera, one more week? Oh, yes. It's true. So stick around until the end of the broadcast to find out how you can enter to win. Welcome to the big top of EE Fun, ladies and gentlemen. We've got all that you could ever desire from a weekly 10-minute electronic engineering podcast. Come this way! In the center ring, security. The Black Hat Conference took place earlier this week in one of the most security-filled places on the entire planet Earth, Las Vegas. It's pretty easy to imagine how much fun a hacker-filled Las Vegas party might be. Really fun, I think. Oh yes, security. Can't live with it, and just try living without it. It's true. In every aspect of EE, all the way from the consumer guys building toys for CES to the IT guys building mainframes for the largest casinos. Without these clever black hat hackers to show us both the big gaping holes and the tiny pinholes in our designs, where would we be, really? Well, I trolled through the lineup of this year's training sessions, and I came up with a couple that looked pretty darn interesting. My favorites have got to be Uses and Misuses of Cryptography, How to Use Crypto Properly and Attack Those Who Don't. Come on, doesn't that sound cool? And my second favorite, Hands-on Hardware Hacking and Reverse Engineering Techniques, Black Hat Edition. Yes, I want to go to that one. So, if you want more information about this conference, where I will be attending next year. Did you catch that? I will be covering this one in person next year. Yep, because I said so. Check out the links below the player on eejournal.com. If you're as interested in cryptography as I am, check out my interview with Cryptography Research CEO Paul Kotcher. Pretty interesting stuff. Also, if you're a podcast listener and you want more information about the Black Hat Conference or my interview with Paul Kotcher, CEO of Cryptography Research, check out the page Three Rings of Fun on eejournal.com. Speaking of security, did you know that GPS signals can be spoofed? And the folks at Cornell University have found that the best defense against GPS spoofing is a good offense. So here's the deal. A team of researchers at Cornell University, led by Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering Mark Piaski, tested their latest protections against GPS spoofing during a Department of Homeland Security-sponsored demonstration last month at the U.S. military's White Sands missile range in New Mexico. What were those protections exactly? Well, the team used a mini helicopter and had its signal spoofed by using live on-air transmissions to confuse real GPS signals. Then the team tested a receiver modification that can differentiate spoofed GPS signals from real GPS signals. According to this team from Cornell, these latest countermeasures allowed them to correctly detect spoofing in 3 cases during the demo and help them successfully detect spoofing in autonomous mode using short segments of GPS receiver data. Wow, this is some cool stuff. Sounds like a perfect class for the Black Hat Conference, actually. If you want any more information about this story, check out that link below the player. And now for the next ring in our EE circus this week, FPGAs. No, not your run-of-the-mill, nothing-but-LUTs and prototyping end designs here. Oh no, I'm talking a whole new level of integration of FPGAs. A convergence of silicon, one might say. Oh, hey, that is the title of this week's feature article by Kevin Morris on eejournal.com. Toward Silicon Convergence, Altera's CTO weighs in on the future. In this article, Kevin talks with Misha Burek, Altera CTO, about the future of FPGAs and the coming Silicon Convergence. And in a companion interview this week, I chat with Jeff Waters, Senior VP and General Manager of Altera, about how FPGAs can differentiate your design from the next guy's ASSP, how FPGAs are making their way into the automotive market, and even the make and model Jeff would pick as his dream car. Spoiler alert! I tell him what my dream car is as well. My guest today is Jeff Waters, Senior VP and General Manager at Altera. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jeff.
Well, thank you for having me.
I heard recently, Jeff, that you're running a new division in Altera that we haven't talked about before on Fish Fry. Tell me what you do.
Yeah, well, thank you. My group is called the MIC Division, or MIC Division, which stands for Military, Industrial, and Computing.
Okay.
Now, if you peel that back a layer, certainly there's the military segment, mm-hmm. and there are applications that we target there, like radar and electronic warfare,
sure.
intelligence, secure communications, guidance control, kind of the traditional military markets. There's also industrial, and for us, we cast within industrial, traditional industrial automation, but also automotive
mm-hmm.
as well, and automotive is a good growth area for us within the company. And then last but not least is computing. And underneath computing, we have both computing and also storage.
Okay.
So everything from custom developed memory controllers that our customers will develop themselves for mm-hmm. traditional storage, but also now for solid-state drives as well.
Okay. So it seems like in these areas, programmable logic can really help differentiate your product, say, compared to using an ASSP or what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we're out talking to customers, that's typically the type of customer that we're dealing with. It's mm-hmm. It's someone who maybe at one point was using a standard ASSP
mm-hmm.
or just a standard product.
Sure.
But they were really looking to differentiate their product, whether it be in terms of higher performance or lower power consumption.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just some way to differentiate the product. And so you'll find FPGAs, by virtue of that, being used in a variety of applications. You know, a good example is solid-state disk drives.
Okay.
You've got a slew of suppliers that produce kind of off-the-shelf, very traditional solid-state drives,
mm-hmm.
but are using standard memory controllers, just a standard bill of materials, and they're really competing there on operational efficiency. You have other emerging companies that are creating their own memory controllers,
mm-hmm.
and by virtue of that, creating products that have maybe a better efficiency when it comes to the use of memory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it has better reliability, better durability, better performance, better access times. And they do all of that through a pretty heavy investment in terms of developing custom filters, custom acceleration
right.
within that FPGA.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them the ability to differentiate.
So I've been seeing some recent movement with programmable logic in the automotive market in particular. Tell me about the progression that you've seen.
Yeah, within automotive, it really got started probably back about 10 years ago within infotainment. FPGAs were used to a large extent as display controllers. That market itself is still growing. As you know, infotainment as a feature within automotive continues to grow, and,
sure.
and we still see very good business and design in there. What we're starting to see now, though, is great growth within driver assistance,
mm-hmm.
so safety-type applications.
Yeah.
You know, as you've probably seen increasingly, cars have more and more cameras that are now put into them. And with the advent of low-cost digital cameras, what you now have are video analytics basically being done in cars. So simple things like lane departure warning,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be things like pedestrian detection, but also things like, 360 surround view on your car from a camera perspective. Basically, the FPGA function is taking, upwards to 5 or 6 different video streams coming in and stitching those together in some cases to create
mm-hmm.
a contiguous picture
mm-hmm.
of what's going on around your car. Or in other cases, it's taking that, doing some custom processing, and looking for things that maybe the driver needs to be alerted to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another great growth area for us. The third, though, also is within electric vehicles.
Oh, right.
And within electric vehicles, as you know, one of the keys there not only is it battery technology, but it's really managing the charging and discharging of those batteries. And as you look at a lot of those functions, they are very custom DSP or custom processing type algorithms mm-hmm. that manufacturers are putting into those. So we're seeing a lot of uptake in that market as well. You know, once again, this is a case where you probably could use some standard processing mechanisms or standard processor chips. But by using an FPGA, it gives you the ability not only to do more integration, to mm-hmm. get smaller form factor type designs, but also to really customize and tweak your design.
Hmm.
Okay, Jeff, how about an off-the-cuff question? I'm quite a car girl. My dream car is a 57 Chevy, white interior, baby blue outside. What is your dream car?
My dream car. I'll say my dream car, I have a 16-year-old daughter
okay.
who is about 2 months away from getting her license.
Uh-oh.
So what my dream car would be a car that wasn't exorbitantly expensive.
Okay.
One that was very, very safe.
Yes.
But one also that, by virtue of its safety for my daughter, did not create a danger for others.
Oh, yes.
I've thought about putting my daughter into like a, you know, like an excursion or an expedition or an Escalade or something like that, and my concern there is the others that would get hurt.
Indeed.
So if I could find kind of a happy medium there that would meet both of those needs, that would be my dream car.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Jeff. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you very much.
And now it's time for a little nerdy giveaway. Last week, I gave everyone the chance to win a DE0 Nano Development Kit, courtesy of Altera. And guess what, folks? I'm extending this giveaway just one more week. Oh, and never fear. If you entered last week or the week before, you're still in the running. If you don't know what fabulous stuff this kit contains, please let me tell you. So, this kit includes the fabulous Cyclone 4 FPGA. On that FPGA, you've got 594 kilobytes embedded memory, 66 embedded 18 by 18 multipliers, 4 general purpose phase lock loops, or PLLs, 153 maximum FPGA I/O pins. Okay, and this kit also includes an expansion header, 2 debounced push buttons, 4 dual inline package DIP switches, 3 axis accelerometer with high resolution, analog to digital converter, and onboard 50 megahertz clock oscillator. And of course, this kit also includes a USB Mini-B cable, DE0 Nano System CD, Altera Complete Design Suite, and DE0 Nano Quick Start Guide. So if you want a chance to win one of these bad boys for your very own, just let me know in the box below the player what kind of design you would create with it. And bam, by the end of next week, I'll award a winner. Also, if you're a podcast listener and you're interested in winning one of these DE0 Nano development kits of your very own, you'll have to go to eejournal.com and check out the page entitled 3 Rings of Fun. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. If you know of any cool happenings going on in the world of EE, if there's a development kit you think I should give away as a nerdy giveaway, or even if there's a conference that you think I absolutely should attend, let me know in the box below the player. And remember, for any further information about this week's episode or anything else I've discussed in the show, check out eejournal.com. For the week of July 27th, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.